is your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, upper 90s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely overnight with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered storms, mostly cloudy skies at 63 degrees. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Two people lost their lives following a crash in Sumner County yesterday afternoon. That accident happened shortly before 3:30 on U.S. Highway 160. The Sumner County Sheriff's Office says they believe a mechanical issue prevented a maroon SUV that was southbound from stopping. That caused it to collide with a silver SUV. The two people inside of that vehicle died at the scene. The driver of the maroon SUV was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The crash remains under investigation. The chairman of the Kansas House Redistricting Committee is running for re-election to his legislative seat next year after considering a run for Congress. State Representative and Overland Park Republican Chris Croft filed the necessary paperwork this week with the Kansas Secretary of State's office. He had considered a run for the GOP nomination in the Kansas City Area 3rd Congressional District. That seat currently held by Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Ogallala Livestock will represent 17,444 head of yearling steers and heifers on Monday, July the 12th at Western Video Market Sale, broadcasting live from the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. The sale will start at 8:15 Mountain, and the lineup is unparalleled for quality and will consist of over 5,000 head of yearling steers that are all natural, NHTC and GAP 4 from Kelly Ranch, Dayland and Cattle, Frenchman Valley Ranch, Roundtree Livestock, Osman Farms, Roundtree Seedorf, Bill and Joanne Runge, Roundtree Osman, Mitchell Ranch, Steve Farms, Gary and Judy Connell, Bodell and Brandy Mueller, Marvin and Janet Mueller, Dwayne and Vanessa Mays, and Tucker Teague. You can watch the sale on Dish Network 998. Request a catalog at the office by calling 308-284-2071. That's this Monday, July the 12th. Ogallala Livestock representing over 17,000 yearlings on Western Video.
Kansas health officials say they're investigating an outbreak of COVID-19 cases at a church camp in Butler County. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said 13 cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the last 2 weeks at an AGK Ministries camp held from June 21st through the 25th at Wheat State Retreat Center near Augusta. The health department says 23 cases from the camp have been reported this summer. State and Butler County health employees are investigating, and anyone who attended the camp is being urged to get tested for the virus. The Geary County Sheriff's Office looking for information about owners of dogs left at the lake. 7 stray pups were found near Geary State Lake, and now the Sheriff's Office would like to speak to their owners. The Sheriff's Office said July 5th at around 7 o'clock in the evening, deputies found the 7 stray pups running around Geary State Lake. No adult dogs were found in the area. They're requesting anyone with information about the pups to call the Geary County Sheriff's Office. Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A Grand Island man has been charged with vehicular homicide in the March crash near Ravenna that killed a Chadron man. The Kearney Hub reports that 26-year-old Sergio Tinajero has been charged with misdemeanor motor vehicular homicide and driving an unregistered vehicle. Prosecutors say Tinajero was behind the wheel of a pickup truck just before 5 a.m. March 19th when it collided with a sport utility vehicle at a rural intersection east of Ravenna. A passenger in the SUV, 52-year-old Curtis Dinas of Chadron, died at the scene. 3 others in the SUV were injured. The number of COVID cases in Nebraska jumped last week, but the rate of new cases remained below the national average. The Omaha World Herald reports the state recorded 456 virus cases last week, which was up from 253 and 181 in the 2 weeks prior, the Delta variant being blamed for the increase. Mid-America Network News.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Everyone aged 12 and up is eligible to receive a vaccine. Community Healthcare System is here to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. We are looking forward to a great summer at Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve. Online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids community celebrated sesquicentennial activities this past weekend. Annette Gallup Winter continues a conversation of the Blue Rapids history on our public affairs program, airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Another landmark in Blue Rapids is the Blue Rapids Library. The Blue Rapids Library opened June 27th of 1874. The Blue Rapids Library is the oldest library west of the Mississippi that is in continuous operation in the same building. And it was opened by a group of women, the Ladies Library Group, who felt that Blue Rapids needed a library, and it started just in a store. The Blue Rapids Library was the second Marshall County site to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. To many, the library would be a very historic place, but another historic place to many would be the Opera House, which sat on the corner. The Opera House building was built in 1895 at a cost of $1,890. The first movie was shown September 11th of 1919, and it was a movie with Mary Pickford. Probably no one listening remembers Mary Pickford. The basement of the Opera House had many, many uses, and there are many stories. It was actually large enough, and the floor was a wood floor, and it was very slick. It was used for roller skating. There was a period of time that the city clerk had her office in the basement of the Opera House, and it was also the jail. And in 1960s, which some people may still remember, they used to have teen town dances. And that building was torn down in 1986. Another landmark that many will probably remember are swimming pools. The first swimming pool opened, which just seems kind of strange, but the first swimming pool in Blue Rapids opened in September of 1931. And it was opened by the generous donation of F.G. Begert, who actually lived in Topeka, but he had relatives in Blue Rapids. And it was round, which is kind of interesting. The second swimming pool was opened in 1960. And in my childhood, we referred to that as the new pool. But that new pool was demolished. And just in May of 2021, they opened the new swimming pool in Blue Rapids.
Along with notable buildings during the conversation, Annette Gallup Winter commented on businesses that had an impact on the Blue Rapids community.
Some interesting businesses that have been in Blue Rapids, it's kind of hard to imagine that in the 1920s, and actually for years and years, there was a men's clothing store called Mosier Brothers, and they were the home of Hart Schaffner and Mark Suits, and you could buy a suit on the square in Blue Rapids. There were also, at one time, two jewelry stores on the square in Blue Rapids. One was there for many, many, many years, and it was A.A. Marvin, and his brother had a general merchandise store on the square also. But A.A. Marvin was a jeweler and an optometrist, and when he died at the age of 89, he was the oldest practicing optometrist in the state of Kansas. There was a time that Blue Rapids had their own bottling company. It was in the early 1900s. They made carbonated drinks, and they actually made, like, sports drinks. It's hard to think of people in a rural community drinking sports drinks in the early 1900s. They actually had their own fruit farm, and they grew fruit for the flavoring in their drinks. They made ginger ale and ciders. And those are just a very few of the businesses. Blue Rapids has had so many varieties of businesses, you tend to begin to touch on what they have.
Again, the conversation on Blue Rapids Past continues with Annette Gallup-Winters on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. A cornhole tournament and slow pitch softball tournament will begin Friday night in Lynn to kick off the annual Lynn Picnic Celebration. Registration for the cornhole tournament at the basketball court begins at 6. The tournament begins at 6:30. Slow pitch games on the North Ball Diamond begin at 6:30 Friday evening. Saturday, homegrown fun includes a 5K run walk beginning at 7 a.m. in the Lynn City Park. Registration begins at 6:30. Breakfast serves at 7 at the East Shelter House. Softball games continue. Youth fishing tournament runs 9 to 10:30. Garden tractor and tractor show begins at 9. The vendor fair begins at 10 at the West Shelter House. They'll feature a German meal in the East Shelter House serving at 11 a.m. Free swimming Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Lynn Swimming Pool. Homegrown Fun Parade begins at 5, starting at Lynn High School. A demolition derby at 7 will include semi-stock teams, compacts, and bone stock. Pits open at 3. A live band, Monkey Business, performs at 9 with fireworks at dusk in Lynn on Saturday. Hanover will host Mud Bog Racing this Saturday. The events begin at 1 o'clock with registration through noon. If you want to race your truck, ATV, or UTV, learn more online at kmro.net or contact Tony Bruna or Glenn Eichelberry. They're offering $2,500 added money with full concessions available. Gate admission is $10 for those 15 and older, $7 ages 5 through 14. The Mud Bog Racing this Saturday begins at 1 at the Carnival Grounds in Hanover. Details are online at the Hanover Days of 49 Facebook page. Washington County Speedway will host Jayhusker Racing Saturday. Hot laps at 6:30. Racing begins at 7 at the fairgrounds in Washington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Monday, chicken strips, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving into the central parts of the Midwest, slow moving. We're going to see isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms through the day. We'll continue to see scattered chances of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like becoming more likely across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow, lingering into Sunday. Otherwise, behind this system, it looks like for the early parts of next week, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Warmer temperatures out there for this Friday, but cooling down as this front moves through. So across the area, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, sunny skies, upper 90s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely overnight in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered storms, cloudy skies at 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early July, 91. Record high on this date, 108. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:09. 73 degrees with a cloudy overcast and some shower activity, mostly looping up to our north. Southern Gage County, Wymore Blue Springs area, down toward Barnston, showing some activity. Lighter scattered showers over in Pawnee County. We're seeing a loop of activity from north-central Kansas out around Mankato and Jewell County. Swings up through Thayer up into north of Jefferson County in southeast Nebraska. That may track across our listening area, bring a first round of showers here this morning. Better chance than late tonight. Some could be severe. Stay tuned. If the weather turns, we'll keep you up to date.
That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of July. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
The Suns hold serve. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Suns took care of business at home, gaining a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals against the Bucks.
2 seconds, 1 second, Suns win. And the Suns have taken game 2 of the NBA Finals over the Milwaukee Bucks. The final score here in Phoenix tonight. The Suns 118, the Milwaukee Bucks 108.
The final call on KTAR, Suns coach Monty Williams.
We studied game 2 versus Atlanta. And that was their way to attack Atlanta in that game 2 after a loss, was to just get to the paint. And so we knew that was coming.
Devin Booker led the team with 31 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. The series now shifts to Milwaukee for game 3 on Sunday. To baseball at Wrigley Field, the Cubs got back to losing after ending an 11-game skid Wednesday against the Phillies. It was a homer-heavy game with lucky number 13, Brad Miller, cracking 3 of them.
He got it! It's off the scoreboard, and Brad Miller has a 3-home-run game at Wrigley Field. A 2-run shot for Brad Miller. He's the first Philly since Jason Worth to hit 3 homers in a game.
The call on WIP. It's the Phillies' first win of a 4-game road series since 2017. The Phils down the Cubs 8-0. The Padres also made a huge comeback in their game against the Nationals.
Here's the pitch and a swing and a line drive through the right side. A base hit to win the game. Tommy Pham scores and the comeback is complete.
The final call on KWFN. The Nationals were leading 8-0 when the Padres plated 7 in the fourth en route to a 9-8 win. No fans in the stands at the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics opening in 2 weeks. Japan declared a state of emergency on Thursday, reducing the games to a made-for-TV event. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Lakeland Oil reminds customers that propane contracts are out. Return yours today. Hassle-free convenience and cost savings during the upcoming heating season. Call for more information. And, of course, new customers are always welcome. Convenient delivery and payment options. Just a call away with Lakeland Oil at 292-4710.
From AgView.net, I'm Ryan Martin with a market recap. Grain markets today mostly lower. The KC wheat market did finish a little higher, as did the oat market, but no other market really got into the upward move. We did see some choppy, slightly positive trade for a bit earlier in the day on soybeans and on corn, but we could not hold that. Ethanol markets today basically fell apart, and so that's part of the reason why the weakness was seen on corn, particularly as we moved through the afternoon at trading sessions. DDGs also dropping dramatically, so this free fall in ethanol definitely impacting the corn market. Corn finishing down 6 to 7.5 cents on the day. Soybeans followed corn down anywhere from 1.5 cents to about 8 cents overall, so somewhat muted losses. And again, we did trade higher, at least shortly, on the soybeans. Wheat today had Chicago wheat down all day long, finishing just 2 to 4 lower. Meanwhile, the Kansas City wheat was stronger. Kansas City wheat, I think, working on a protein play with the shortness of the spring wheat crop. Or they're 16%. There were no export sales reported today on the weekly export sales report because it's delayed today with the holiday happening on Monday. We did see some flash sales of soybean meal today. That was basically it in terms of activity on exports. Livestock today, lower numbers across the board for live cattle and feeder cattle, down at 90 cents to about $1.30 on live cattle, down 95 cents to $1.70 on feeders. Hogs were mostly higher, although some spreading did move the August weaker at the close. July up 95 cents. The thing is, as it's been for the past several weeks, limited headlines in these livestock markets, particularly in the hogs. More market information at agview.net. I'm Ryan Martin.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated is operating on their summer schedule with sales every other Thursday. Marysville Livestock has early consignment listings available on their website at marysvillelivestock.com. Plus, they post sale results. Again, they are operating on their summer schedule with sales every other Thursday. For additional details, contact sale barn manager Greg Bennett, any of his fieldmen, or give them a call at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 562-1015.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will travel to Omaha tomorrow to make a major announcement, according to USDA. Now, few details are available. The White House this week announced President Biden preparing to address ag issues in executive order. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier in the week told reporters USDA will engage in a series of rulemakings to increase competition in agriculture to boost farmers and ranchers' earnings. The executive order, according to Psaki, will direct USDA to issue new rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act and new rules defining when meat can bear the product of the USA label so consumers have accurate, transparent labels. Additionally, the executive order directs USDA to develop a plan to increase opportunities for farmers to access markets. The executive order will also give farmers the right to repair their equipment, according to the White House. Well, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai spoke with officials from Mexico and Canada on trade issues. Trade representatives from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada meeting this week to discuss the first year of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement. A statement from the USTR office says Tai spoke with her Canadian counterpart about softwood lumber, dairy, and WTO reform. Tai also urged Canada to abandon its proposed unilateral digital service tax. She also met with Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture and Secretary of Economy. The discussion focused on agriculture, including the stalled authorization of biotechnology products by Mexico. Mexico recently stated the country would outlaw genetically modified corn for human consumption and potential mutual benefits of aligning Mexico and the U.S.'s policy on ethanol gas blends. Finally, the office said the discussion included implementation of USMCA's environment chapter. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Longer days are supposed to be good for our health in the summer, but are they really? We measure the facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 9th, the 190th day of the year. Actors Tom Hanks and Jimmy Smits share a birthday, and on this day in 1872, the donut cutter was patented by John F. Blondell. Most parts of the country observe daylight savings time, which creates longer days for the summer months. The theory is that more vitamin D from sunlight is good for your health, and that's true. But are the longer days really good for you? In some parts of the U.S., daylight in the summer can last until 9 or 10 p.m., which means that you're going to bed later. Altering your bedtime by 30 minutes can result in a faster heart rate as you sleep, which can carry on until the next day. Try to stick to your regular bedtime in the summer, even if it means buying blackout curtains. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about sunrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 73 with a cloudy overcast, and we might even catch a round of showers this morning. Kind of a loop extends from north central Kansas out around Mankato over toward Belleville, then up to the north of Fairbury. That activity cuts across the southern half of Gage County. Parts of Pawnee County seeing some lighter scattered showers. Mostly along the state line now, but moving to the east will likely move across our listening area here the next couple of hours. Then our better chance for rain. Some storms could be severe with mainly straight-line wind gusts tonight. We'll keep an eye on the sky for you should things turn. Tune to KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Franmil Reyes hit a three-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning as the Cleveland Indians ended a nine-game losing streak, that being their longest under manager Terry Francona with a 7-4 win over the Kansas City Royals. After Royals manager Mike Matheny elected to have reliever Greg Holland walk the dangerous Jose Ramirez to put runners at first and second, Reyes made him pay with his blast into left field. Carlos Santana homered twice for Kansas City. Royals in action tonight with the Cleveland Indians' first pitch at 6:10. Things not a whole lot better for the Wichita Wind Surge last night. They took a fall to the Naturals. Final score from Riverfront Stadium last night, 10-1. The Wichita Wind Surge continues that series tonight at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. And NBA, the Phoenix Suns find themselves two wins away from their first NBA championship team in history, the first major league title for the city since 01. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY. The Declaration of Independence. Think I could tell you that first sentence, but then I'm lost. I can't begin to count the theories I've had pounded in my head that I forgot. I don't remember all that Spanish or the Gettysburg Address, but there is one speech from high school I'll never forget. Come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back, bet I'll be up all night, still cleaning this gun. That I'm a father, scared to death one day my daughter is gonna find that teenage boy I used to be, that seems to have just one thing on his mind. She's growing up so fast, it won't be long before I'll have to put the fear of God into some kid at the door. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Now ain't it, son? They all go out, have some fun. I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Now it's all for show. Ain't nobody gonna get hurt. It's just a daddy thing. And hey, believe me, man, it works. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else.
you again. Ain't it, son? Y'all run along and have a little fun. I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Son, now y'all buckle up and have her back by 10, let's say by 9:30. Drive safe.
My bro.